Thanks so much for tuning in to the Happiness Happens podcast. If you're loving what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, I would be so grateful if you could rate and review the show. It takes 2 seconds and it tells me what you're loving and what you're wanting more of. I'm your host, Simona Costantini, and I'm obsessed with understanding what it means to be happy. In 2018, I went through a massive journey and awakening, and I found myself having to relearn who I was and what I really wanted to do with my time on this planet. The truth is, I spent a lot of time looking happy on the outside, but not really feeling the same way on the inside. So I knew there must be other people who felt the exact same way as me, and I've learned along the way that there really are. And now I get to interview them and other thought leaders in the space on my podcast every single week. I'm a recovering people pleaser turned life coach and podcast producer. On this show, we get into what it means to be happy, the purpose and intention behind happiness, how to live a happier life, and we hear about all the hard moments that have shaped people to become resilient and living out their passion every single day. Think of this as your one-stop shop to help you live a more purposeful, inspired life. This is the Happiness Happens podcast. Are you ready to dive into this inspiring conversation? Let's go. Hi, welcome to episode number 125 on the Happiness Happens podcast. I am so thrilled that you're joining me for today's conversation. I have absolutely no idea what's about to come out of my mouth for the next however many minutes or so, because I am just taking this opportunity and using episode number 125 to speak right from the heart after coming off a little bit of a hiatus in terms of recording content and having episodes published and just being present on my podcast at all. So I want to start off with just thanking you so much for tuning into the podcast every single week. It means a great, great, great deal to me that you're here every single week, that you're joining in these conversations. I hear from so many of you that they are helping you, you know, transform your life, your mindset, your thoughts, and it kind of becomes like a comfort in guiding you where you need to go for, you know, whatever season that you're in this moment. And so it means a lot to me to be able to hold that space for you as you sort of explore those feelings that might be really difficult or that might be really, really hard. And I think one reason why I took such a long break in between episode 124 and this one is because I was just getting so tired and I was getting so burnt out. And I've never taken a break on my podcast before. So I felt a lot of guilt and a lot of shame around pausing, around slowing down, and around taking an actual break. So let's backtrack a little bit and I can share a bit about what's been going on behind the scenes with you all, because I really, really, really do value transparency. And I think it's so important as a company, as a brand, as a person, as a soul, it's so important to, you know, really bring you authenticity and soul-driven purpose and explaining what that actually means. So when I first started my podcast, the goal with the podcast was always, always, always to help whoever was listening feel less alone. And when I launched my podcast, I think I maybe had like 10 downloads, and I was so excited about it because I was just so excited that 10 people felt like they were being understood and supported and guided and heard. I didn't know 2.5 years ago how exactly that would sort of transpire into what it's become today. But I'm so grateful for this space and the ability to do that. But with having a podcast called the Happiness Happens podcast comes a great deal of responsibility in bringing content that is aligned and that makes sense for you to dive into on a podcast that talks about happiness. And if I'm being really honest, I've absolutely loved all the conversations that I've had on my podcast, but I'm kind of feeling lately that, and I think this is sort of what made me feel uninspired, if you will, to hop on and do my show. And this is very candid, so here we go. Was just that I feel like the conversations that we were having didn't really relate anymore to what the topics of the podcast were. So it kind of sent me through this loop and I was just like, what am I doing here? What is the point of this podcast? You know, is the point of this podcast to be, you know, sharing thoughts, you know, other people's thoughts on what happiness is and means and how does it evolve and continue to grow into your life? Or is it a platform for people to come and promote their brands and their companies, right? Which there's nothing wrong with that, right? Because when you have a guest on your podcast, any type of guest on your podcast, the goal is for them to promote in any capacity what they're doing and why they're doing it. What I'm saying is I feel like I've lost my way a little bit in terms of asking the right questions and really digging deep, like we were digging deep in the beginning of the podcast, in those early episodes, in those early years. So it took me sort of through a loop, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, I really want to make this so value-packed that I feel inspired years from now to continue doing this podcast, to continue being here with you every single week. And what I really feel like for me is that it's really digging into what is happiness? What is joy? You know, how is happiness evolving? How do you find happiness in your life? What does it even mean to be happy? All of those different questions are questions that I want to explore. And so when I was taking this time to really think about what is it that I want this podcast to be? How is it that I want it to grow? How do I want it to continue to evolve? It's really about connecting back to those conversations and hearing the stories of people who may likely be business owners, but I don't want to hear about their businesses. I want to hear about what lights them up, what, you know, fuels their soul, what excites them, what trials and tribulations they've had to go through to get where they are today. I really want to dig into like the meaty stuff, the good stuff, you know, those really magical nuggets of wisdom that change lives, that impact your day-to-day every single day. This is what lights me up. This is what makes me so excited. And so when it comes to the podcasting world, I'm very well-versed. This is what I do in my business. I'm a podcast producer. It's my business. And I think that because of that, I have so many incredible guests lined up for the rest of the year. The episodes have already been recorded, and I'm so excited for you to share these conversations with you every single week after this episode. And what I'm really focusing on and going to be focusing on for 2022 is talking to people and really digging into the nitty-gritty of their story, which is not something I feel like I've done very much of in recent episodes. I'm not saying that I didn't love the conversations, because I really, really did. And I really do. And I just think that, you know, I could have done a better job bringing to life the magic and really showcasing that and sharing that with you. And so I think it's a really good indication that we are human beings. We grow, we evolve, right? It's not always meant to stay the same. And what we do months ago is not meant to be always in this current moment, right? What you do so many months ago may not necessarily feel the same for you months later. How you start your business may not be where you want to end up. The career that you choose may not be the lens that you want to go in for the rest of your life. And that is totally okay, because the whole purpose and the goal is really to dive in and to break apart the different things that make you who you are, the things you love, the things you don't. Get in there and understand yourself on a soul level. Really connect back to what makes you you, what you love about what makes you you, and the things that maybe you don't love that make you you. Because I have quite a few that I don't love that make me me. And that's okay, because those are little gaps, they're little pockets of me being able to go in and be like, I need to heal this, I need to heal this, and I need to heal this. And it is okay. And it's totally okay to have to do that. So I wanted to hop on here today and sort of give a little bit of a background of where my mind has been at for the last little bit and what I envision going forward. I have some absolutely incredible guests already lined up for 2022 that I cannot wait to share with you, because I think that what I've been doing is not doing this podcast a service. I think I've been doing it a disservice, actually, because it's the Happiness Happens podcast. And when people hear the name of this podcast and they hear the brand, they get so excited. And I just feel like I haven't been showing up in the way that I know I want to be. And, you know, I'm so grateful for this moment in my life right now, because I have a really, really amazing team helping me and, you know, helping to evolve and get to those different levels. And my goal and purpose is always to grow and expand and, you know, help other people grow and expand. And I just am really excited about that. So I'm thrilled that you're here. I'm grateful you're still listening. I'm glad that you're subscribed and you're tuning back in. And if you're new, I'm honestly so excited to have you here. I could not imagine what it would be like if these words didn't cross your earbuds right now, because you're listening to this because there's a reason, there's a purpose, and this might actually be helpful and a message that you might need to hear right now, because I'm a firm believer that we get the messages that we need in life exactly when we need them. So With that in mind, 2022 is shaping up to be an amazing year already, which I can't even believe I'm saying that because it's only July. But you got to get ahead. You got to get ahead. If you know where you want to go and how you want to grow, you have to put the effort and the intention behind your actions so that your actions can take you to the realizing the dream. And then when you realize the dream, you're able to sit in that and be really grateful for that and sit in that on a soul level and just be really grateful for everything that you have. But also it's about finding gratitude along the way, right? It's not always just, well, when I get there, I'll be grateful for it. It actually is never that. It's, I'm grateful for this hard moment right now because it's teaching me something that I don't exactly know yet, but I'm going to come out through the other side and I'm going to feel so much better and so grateful that I had this lesson and that I've evolved in this way. So very, very important. Now, on the personal side, I also took some time off of the podcast because I got married, you guys. This is very exciting. We have been together for eight years. I always say seven and Steve gets so mad at me because he's like, no, babe, it's been eight. Anyways. So 8 years, we've been planning our wedding for 3 of those years. And because of COVID, we obviously had to halt our plans and, you know, change them up a little bit and really had to think about what is the kind of wedding that we want to have and how are we going to do this in a time that really limits what we're able to do. We had the most beautiful wedding. It was on July 2nd. It was the most perfect day. It didn't rain and it was supposed to. And our, you know, dearest friends and family and loved ones were there to celebrate with us. We had about 50 people, which was so amazing. And we just had honestly the best day. But then what happened was after the fact, I guess what happens is when you plan something for so long and when you do something for so long, you sort of, how do I say this? Like, you invest so much time and energy into something and then it just happens and the day comes and you're like, oh my goodness, okay, the day is over. Like, the day is gone, it's come, it's passed, and here we go. Now, normally, I'm okay with this. You know, I used to plan events all the time and I'd be like, okay, great, the day has come, the day has gone, and it's awesome. But what happened at this point was I feel like I had been planning this day for so long and my wedding was such a great distraction from all of the feelings of like feeling stuck and trapped that COVID has brought to my life. I'm a Sagittarius. I love to travel. I like to be free. I value my freedom and sort of to be told that you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything, you can't travel, like all of those things that I love to do and value so much, I wasn't able to do them anymore. I'm no different than you. We're all in the same boat. We're just all riding a different wave. So this is not a woe is me story. This is not an intent, like I'm not trying to make you feel bad for me because we're all in the same spot. We're all doing the same thing. But these different things hit people in different ways, right? It hit me really hard that I'm not able to go and do whatever I want to do whenever I want to do it. I'm used to being able to do that. And so it was just very challenging. And then so to sort of have this beautiful wedding that we were planning for actually years, like 3 years, we were planning this wedding. And just to sort of have it be the perfect distraction from all of that negativity that COVID was bringing through, to have it be gone in like 24 hours, I hit the biggest like post-wedding blues. And I didn't even realize that it was like an actual thing until I was going through it. And I'm a generally positive person, pretty happy most of the time. But this has been a really rough season for me, guys. And it's really difficult because I've also been growing my business significantly. My business has increased, I think it's like by like times four where it was in March. And so what happens is, you know, I was investing all of my time into planning the wedding and taking all of my emotions and just pouring it into my business and sort of just really being go, go, go all the time, not taking the time to sit back, not taking the time to take care of myself. My mental health was not doing very well. I was just, you know, replacing the emotions with work and with stuff and just really not being present, not taking care of my physical health, my mental health, my spiritual health, none of it. And so it's only been in literally like the last like 2 days that I've actually started to feel more present, feel more solid in who I am and where I am right now in this moment. Because, you know, I came off this beautiful, beautiful wedding. My husband and I had the most beautiful time. And then I was left with this like empty pit in my stomach of, what am I supposed to do now? You know, what's my distraction going to be now? What's going to be my next thing that's going to distract me now?
And then I was thinking to myself, like, I don't want to have all these distractions in my life. You know, I want to be living my life on purpose. And my beautiful friend, Jana, actually reminded me the other day, you know, that we're never really truly stuck. It's a choice ultimately at the end of the day. And so that was a beautiful reminder for me to be like, you know what? Yeah, I'm not as stuck as I might think that I am. I needed a perspective shift. I needed to, you know, think about things in a different way. I needed to really take a look at all of the things in my life and how did I want to continue on? Like, how do I want to continue to grow? What is it that I really want to be creating every single day? What are the boundaries in my life that are missing? Because when you throw yourself into work and you throw yourself into planning, there's no boundaries. There's no boundaries around time, space, communication. There's no boundaries around the client relationship. There's no boundaries around, you know, stopping work to like take care of my physical health. There's no boundary around sitting in a meditation. Like, there was no boundaries at all. And so this is something that I'm starting to reprioritize now as I continue into this season. And one of my clients, she's such a beautiful soul. Her name is Geronda. And her podcast is called The Geronda Experience. And I'm pretty sure I've talked about it on here before, but I get the absolute pleasure and honor and gratitude of editing her show. It's a biweekly podcast. And helping her with her social media content. And what I love so much about her podcast is the way that she frames things. And so what she's been talking about a lot lately in her podcast is this idea of the seasons of loneliness, right? So you go through a season of loneliness where it can feel very lonely and you're not exactly sure how you're going to continue to grow, how you're going to continue to expand, how you're going to continue on. But what happens is once you make it through that season and you really sit with what is, you know, hurting your soul, what is making you not feel alive, like what is making you feel dim, when you start to sit with those different things, then you actually realize that you get to, what's the word I'm looking for? Like that you get to evolve, you get to grow, and you get to grow through that, which is really, really exciting. And it's actually quite inspiring. And so in any case, I felt like I was in that kind of season. So in one of the happiest, most joyful times in my life, I was also feeling like incredible sadness and lack of direction, lack of boundaries, and just sort of burnout. But it wasn't even like a normal burnout. I think it was like a burnout of the soul, if you will. And so I wanted to share that with you because while things always look good on the outside, there are always things that people are struggling with on the inside. And just because, you know, I had a wedding doesn't exempt me from feelings of sadness, right? So it was a very, very interesting thing. And I've been working through it all, so it's all good. But it's just a very interesting feeling to experience. And so I wanted to share that with you in case maybe you were experiencing something similar, or maybe you felt something similar in the past. And so in any case, I hope that that resonates with you. And I hope that, you know, there's something in this week's episode that you can take that, you know, you can use in your life every single day, that there's a permission that's been granted for a way that you've been feeling that maybe you didn't feel like was okay. And in any case, I am just so grateful to have this platform, and I'm really excited for what it's going to continue to evolve as. And honestly, I'm really excited to bring you the rest of the conversations that we're having this entire year. And then in 2022, we're diving into what is happiness. We're talking about it. I want to interview thought leaders. I want to interview people who are in the space. I want to interview people who, you know, challenge the thoughts of what happiness really means. And so, yeah, I'm just really excited for all that's to come. I'm grateful for the seasons of hardship. I'm grateful for being in a space that may not always be so happy, because it really allows me to turn inward and to recognize what might still need to heal. What I thought maybe was healed might not necessarily be. So in any case, I'm sending you so much love, so much gratitude, an abundance of joy and happiness in whatever form that looks like for you. Remember that you're not alone. We are all in this together. However we feel, we are all one. Ultimately, we're connected through energy, through time, through space, through all of the different layers of everything possible. But we are one at the end of the day. And so where your soul might need to be fueled by something I'm saying, my soul also may need to be fueled by something you're doing or saying. And that's the way that it works. And that's how it continues to grow. So thank you all so much for joining me on this week's podcast episode. If this episode resonates with you, I would be so, so, so grateful if you could take just a quick moment and subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to and leave a rating. If you're on Apple Podcasts, tell me what you love about these episodes, what you want to hear more of, what conversations really fuel your soul and light you up. And I'm so, so excited that you've tuned into this episode. I'm happy to quote unquote officially be back into the podcasting sphere. I'm stoked for all that's to come. And I am just sending you again so much love, so much gratitude, wishing you a beautiful day ahead. And remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.
Well, it looks like we've made it to the end of this episode. I'm so grateful for you tuning into this week's episode, and I cannot wait to see you over on the next one. If you loved this conversation and this topic as much as I did, please feel free to leave us a rating or a review wherever you're listening. It takes just a second, and it is so important for us so that we can make sure to deliver this content to those who need it. I'm wishing you the most beautiful day wherever you are in the world, and remember that happiness happens when you're least expecting it.